You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score. In Odyssey Station, Odyssey Station, Odyssey Station.
Man, this is one of my favorite parts of Hard Knocks this week, was seeing Austin Reed sing Love by Keisha Cole. That moves some people. I love
Shout
that.
Shout out to Austin Reed for that.
Yeah, that
was a good choice.
First of all, Keisha Cole to me has one of the best voices in music. How many octaves do you have to hit to successfully sing Love by Keisha Cole? Three at least?
Yeah, you gotta know what you're doing if you're going to try that song on. And I appreciate Austin Reed for the effort. He didn't do a great job of singing it because, you know, he's not a professional singer. But he clearly knew that song, and that song meant something to him in one regard or the other. I thought it was a highlight of last night's Hard Knocks.
I didn't get it. I didn't get it. I'm like, this guy sucks. Why are they cheering? And then, they're probably just pitying him because he tried and they're overcompensating. But there's more going on than that.
They're not pitying him. They're vibing with him. Because that's not a choice that you would think that a football player would make. Two, it's not really a choice that you would think, looking at Austin Reed, which can be unfair, that you would think that he would make. And you put those two things together, and you had those dudes vibing out in the room.
The reactions from the grown men in the room was my favorite.
Yes.
Like, I just enjoy seeing dudes sing some serious love songs every now and then from the bottom of their hearts. And that's exactly what you saw.
If I didn't get it, maybe there are people listening who also don't. What the history of the song?
I think you're trying to.
I
not
swear
get
to
it.
God, I. So this is like an
look,
anthemic
Dan,
love
I'm gonna make
song.
It, you're making it way more complicated. Austin Reed picked a song that a lot of people, if not all of the people in the room, knew to sing along, which is key when you're going up there and being vulnerable, and you've got a microphone. Like, think of it like karaoke. He picked a really good song. And then he picked a song that people would allow themselves to be vulnerable. And they shared that moment with him. It's as simple as that.
Okay, I'm saying
you're trying to look for some deeper meaning to it. And it was a fun moment last night. And all you had to do was look at the guys in the room. That wasn't pity. That was joy. That was guys reminiscing about loves they have lost. That is those guys vibing out and being like, go ahead, Austin, do your thing.
I loved it. The reactions were really funny on social media, but just seeing some of these dudes who, football players look intimidating. You don't think they're affected by anything, and they're just singing the song at the top of their lungs. Like, I love that. I think it's so much fun. Darnell Wright in the background.
It's the same thing as Patrick Wisdom having I Want to Dance with Somebody as his walk-up. It plays against type, and it's fun.
What's the name of the song again?
Love.
The name of the song is Love. Okay, but there is, so it's sort of an anthemic, sensitive love song.
Yeah, I mean, because she says she never knew what she was missing, and then they broke up. Breakup songs are good, man. But you're not a karaoke guy in general, right, Dan? Like, you're not a big, like, I have a buddy who sings Careless Whisper because it's ridiculous, but everybody starts singing it because they know the lyrics.
That's why I sent you that Scratch Bastard. That's what you got to get through it. Layla, I'm telling you.
Oh, no. I'm not sighing because you're wrong. I'm sighing because you're right and I'm
the
wrong.
The last 5 minutes, I'm telling you.
Dude, he's just brilliant. He's a really popular DJ who, true to his name, can scratch like nobody can. Like, he's a really talented artist.
Okay.
And he would probably do a remix to Love because knowing him, he can remix everything.
for sure.
But I did think it was a great moment because those are the kind of things that, you know, it shows teammates, right? And it shows just somebody putting themselves out there in a way that you don't normally see, knowing that they're not going to nail the notes, but everybody's going to have fun with it. And I feel like that's exactly what happened. And yes, I do love seeing grown men react to some love songs. I yes. can't be the only one with a breakup song or two. I know there are some grown men out there who like a good love song every now and then.
Austin Reed went out there as a 24-year-old and sang some grown folks music. People appreciated it.
I put in all caps in my notebook, the adult men. I love yes. this.
I hope his teammates in Saskatoon or in Winnipeg appreciate it similarly.
He can be my teammate at karaoke anytime. We'll get you a beer and everything.
Jason Leisure.
He might make this practice squad.
Yeah, I get it. Would they keep fours a lot, though?
You can keep three, and then you have a practice squad
guy. This is the way.